Construction has become a divisive issue in the state in the coronavirus outbreak. Governor Baker has classified much of the state's real estate development an essential service and says it can continue. But some mayors, including Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, has ordered most construction work to halt. There are risks in keeping projects going and risks in stopping. And as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports now, the tension is forcing companies and workers into difficult decisions.
Between the dust and the portable toilets, construction sites have never been known as the cleanest places, but now the sanitation stakes are extra high in the midst of a global pandemic.
My husband is very nervous about getting sick. He's very nervous about bringing illness home.
This is Michelle. We're not using her full name because she and her husband fear speaking out could jeopardize his construction job. It's a job he needs to support their family, so he keeps going to work. But she says it's hard to keep 6 feet of space between workers on a construction site.
I'm trying to treat him as if he's contaminated all the time. You know, there's no hug and kiss hello. I mean, you can't even get a hug from the people that you care about because you're so afraid.
Michelle says she's most afraid for her elderly mother, who lives with them. But if keeping construction workers on the job could spread the coronavirus, there's also a chance it could help fight the virus, says Tamara Small. She's CEO of NAOP Massachusetts, a trade group for commercial developers. And she notes that some construction sites are future sites of medical research.
Potentially, we could find a cure for this, could be developed in one of those very buildings. We hope that, you know, state and local officials are really thinking about how we can make sure those projects can move forward.
As it happens, one of the projects Michelle's husband is working on is a shared lab space for biotech startups in Waltham. The owner is a venture-backed firm called Elevate Bio, and one of the companies in its portfolio is developing a potential treatment for the coronavirus. Construction proceeded until this week when the governor tightened his definition of essential construction. He said at a news conference that the change reflects federal guidelines.
What they said was non-essential was office buildings, retail, and hotels.
Elevate Bio declined an interview request, but says it's paused to seek clarification from the state. The company hopes to resume soon. Waltham Mayor Jeanette McCarthy says work can go on as long as it's done safely. But some local officials in other parts of the state have told developers to stop virtually all construction, regardless of what the state says.
Boston has a temporary pause on non-emergency construction projects, and that still stands in the city.
That was Boston Mayor Marty Walsh pushing back against a letter from the governor's top lawyer last week. The letter went to every city and town and asserts that Baker has emergency authority to overrule any municipal construction ban. Attorney Tad Heuer, a partner at Foley Hoag in Boston, says Baker does have this power.
It's clear that the governor's essential services order supersedes any local orders to the contrary.
Industry groups say developers are confused by the mixed messages, but have mostly decided to comply with local bans to maintain good community relations. Meanwhile, they continue to build where they can. This is the sound of construction moving forward on a home in Watertown. All housing construction remains on the governor's list of essential services. And that's the way it should be, says Matt Anderson. He's president of the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Massachusetts.
Construction is an essential part of our economy, and it's an essential part of daily life for so many people. It would create a complete disruption in somebody's life if all of a sudden we're not allowed to finish their home.
Anderson runs his own construction company in East Sandwich and is glad to remain in business. But developers and their employees aren't necessarily on the same page. The Massachusetts Building Trades Council represents roughly 75,000 workers and is calling for a statewide halt on non-emergency construction. Unless such an order comes, Michelle says she'll keep giving this order to her husband when he comes home from a construction site.
Get into the shower right now. Take the hottest shower that you possibly can stand. Use as much soap as you can possibly stand.
Michelle hopes good hygiene will protect her family, but she says her husband and his coworkers are still worried.
Every day he comes home, he's like, well, I think I got it today. Like, they're all just waiting to get sick.
Michelle fears the coronavirus could spread among job sites. With the Elevate Bio project on hold, her husband has moved to another. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.